In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says in today's gospel passage, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. Very beautiful words. Words that can give us direction and that can give our lives purpose. Especially in the midst of a temptation, a very strong temptation, a lot of us have at different points in our lives that looks differently at those different points in our lives. And that temptation is to do things our own way. The temptation is for me to always want to do things my own way, for me to think that I always know what's best, for me to ignore or reject whatever anything may have to say to me, whatever anyone may have to teach me, because there's no way that this other person or this other source knows more than me. There's no other person that I can trust more than my own self, more than my own intellect. And of course, this line of thinking is dangerous for the health of our souls because it gets us to the point of having what some people will call a God complex. If I think that I, myself, am sufficient for everything that I need to do in my life, then eventually I'll become my own God, my own creator, my own source of everything. So it's not good to think this way. It's not healthy to think this way. It's not human to think this way. To think that no one can tell me anything, no one can teach me anything. I, alone, by myself, that's enough. Ironically, as we might have observed with our own lives or with the lives of people that are around us, this never turns out to be true. No matter what you do, no matter what you think, no matter who you are, wherever you end up in your life, there's no such thing as someone like that. There's no such thing as a person who's not influenced by something, by someone, by some idea, by some philosophy. So it can't really exist, this example of someone living just for the sake of themselves without anything from anybody, without any influence from anybody. It doesn't exist. So at some point you listen to somebody. At some point you're influenced by something. It shows us that everyone needs to have some source of truth, some source of guidance beyond themselves. And for many of us, we're humble enough to look to God to be that resource for us. We're humble enough to know that we can't take his place, that we can't apply for his job, that on our own, we're not enough. But it's important to ask ourselves, even whether or not we've observed this with our own life or with the lives of others around us, what has it gotten anybody to do that, to think that way? Where has it gotten anybody to ignore everything their parents tried to teach them, to ignore every example their parents tried to set for them? Where has it gotten any of us to think that freedom just means doing whatever we want? Where has it gotten anybody, whether they're here today or not, here at Mass today or somewhere else, where has it gotten anybody to think that they can live without what the church has to offer, which is what Christ has to offer, because he instituted this church on purpose? Brothers and sisters, to ignore all of this, to ignore what our parents tried to give us when they first tried to form us in our homes, to ignore everything God has to reveal to us after that, as we get older and grow in wisdom, to ignore the shelter of the church, to ignore the way that God's graces work through it and its sacraments, doesn't get us anywhere. And if you think it gets you somewhere, it gets you to the worst possible state you can exist in, which is isolation, being enclosed in your own world. And worst of all, worshiping yourself, thinking that you alone are enough, thinking you alone can take God's place. That's not living at all. Remember, Jesus says in today's gospel passage, he comes to give life. All of us think and are doing our best, hopefully, to live. To live responding to God's grace, to live fruitful lives, to live in charity and love with others. But we have to ask ourselves, how's that life going? And what does it mean that Jesus says to these people who seem to be physically alive, that he comes to give life? Brothers and sisters, what it means, what it should mean for all of us, one by one, is that physical life alone, surviving alone, even if we think we have some goals that we set for ourselves, that's not enough. And it's especially not enough if we're enclosed in our own world, if we're living in a way where no one can teach us anything, where we're always right, where we already know everything. There's clearly a limit to our lives. It's going to end one day. I don't know if any of us thought about that today when we woke up, because it's not something we normally think about, but we're all going to die at some point. And there's a quote that sometimes comes to mind when I think about this reality. It comes from the movie Shawshank Redemption. Some of you have seen it. It's a pretty good movie. But there's a quote from one of the characters where he says that he needs to get busy living or get busy dying. And what that can mean for all of us is that if we go about our lives living in such a way where no one can communicate anything to us, no one can teach us anything, no one can influence us, no one can help us understand anything better, no one can increase our wisdom, no one can give us direction, no one can give us guidance, and then we end up living in our own world with values that we think we form and goals that we set that we think are enough, we're not really living. Jesus says that. We're not really living. So either we get busy living or we get busy dying. Either we get busy understanding what Jesus means when he says he has life to offer to us and life in abundance, or we live apart from Christ, we live apart from the love of our Creator, we worship things that are not really lasting, not really giving us life, and thus will die completely unfulfilled, apart from God, apart from what real peace is. What is the life that Jesus offers us? What is this abundant life? Abundant life is to live how he did. Abundant life is to understand that what Jesus does continues in us. Abundant life is to understand that the Father sends his Son, but then the Son sends us. The Son sends us to continue what he did. He's the head of the body. This church is the body that's supposed to be configured to him, who is the head. And so we're supposed to continue what he does. We're supposed to look at what the signals that the brain is sending and fulfill those things as members of that body, which is the church. Abundant life that Christ has to offer is fulfilling because it completes what we're supposed to be as human beings. A human being is supposed to love. A human being is supposed to forgive. A human being is supposed to be humble. A human being is supposed to be obedient. A human being is supposed to sacrifice. It's not as if we're all going to go and find a cross to go get crucified on, as Jesus did, drained of all his blood to pay for the debt of sin. But there are a lot of crosses for us to carry, a lot of different kinds of crosses for us to carry in our own lives. And while that seems sad, and while that seems tragic and uncomfortable and challenging, that is abundant life, because it all ends up getting us to express the thing that matters more than anything else, love. To live with love is abundant life. To live with sacrificial, Christ-like, cruciform love is abundant life. And if all of us are sitting here and hearing these words of Jesus and hearing this gospel being proclaimed and don't understand any of this, maybe it's because we haven't tried that yet. Maybe it's because we haven't leaned into our crosses enough yet. Maybe it's because we haven't responded to God's love yet. Maybe it's because we don't know what it means to be sheep that have a good shepherd. Maybe it's because we don't know how to listen. Maybe it's because we talk more than we listen. Maybe it's because we think we have our own opinions about our religion and our faith, and that's enough. Maybe it's because we haven't looked at and examined and studied and fallen in love with Scripture enough. If we have a shepherd and we are sheep, clearly we can all understand that means we're supposed to be obedient and humble and be guided by the shepherd. The words aren't going to fall out of the sky. The words are here. They've been written for us. They've been communicated to us. We need to make efforts to understand what Christ tells us throughout Scripture, how God directs humanity, not just today, but has always been doing so from the very beginning. Because as we all hopefully may someday recognize and understand and appreciate, what happens in Scripture didn't just happen. It's always happening. Humans fall into the same cycle. And guess what? At the end of the day, they are sheep in need of a shepherd. A shepherd who sets the example for them for how to live an abundant life, laying down his own life so that others may live. Let's embrace that spirit of sacrifice. Let's be sheep. It's okay to be sheep. It's okay to be guided. It's okay to have direction. It's okay to listen when we don't know, especially when God is the one speaking. Amen.